It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. We got Jalen on the line. How's it going today?
No, it's going pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
You know, I'm doing all right. I'm enjoying this weather we're having right now.
It is nice. Nice little home stretch here before maybe some snow, but we'll see. I'll take it when it comes.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we'll hit what's pitched. You know, that's what I always say. So.
Yep. Yep. So, no, I think everyone's patiently awaiting the big Vikings game at 5:30 on Sunday.
I'm staying mellow. I'm not going to get too. I mean, I want them to win. Don't get me wrong. I'm not getting too excited because that way usually the letdown isn't so bad. You know, maybe one of these years they'll actually get to the Super Bowl in my lifetime.
This would be a good one for it.
This should be a good chance, so we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. So we got through that USDA report on Friday. You know, markets reacted a little bit on Friday and then Tuesday, but now things are kind of settling back down again.
Yeah, we had a report Friday, and we've moved past that for the most part. We didn't have markets on Monday, so it was, you know, kind of a nervous day going into Tuesday to see how we would follow through after the kind of wild report on Friday. And beans, if you remember, had a key reversal, made a new low and bounced up and reversed higher on Friday post report, had a great close that day. So what they say, you know, technically is we need a second day to follow through with that to confirm that maybe we're switching direction, switching a trend here from a downtrend into a small uptrend. And Tuesday did confirm that for us. We had another good day on Tuesday, good day in corn on Tuesday. And then we followed through with it yesterday. So, you know, what we're seeing is you know, I wouldn't say a big bull market or anything like that, but we're seeing a nice little upward correction, you know, a welcomed little run here this week. Nothing, it's not like beans are up 10 or 15 or anything like that, but we were almost up 5 yesterday on corn, and we haven't seen that for a long time. You know, where we've gotten lulled into these unchanged 1 cent, 2 cent days, you know, up and down. So it's nice to see. We had a little on. I think it gets back into an area revenue-wise where it would give guys maybe some opportunity to catch up on some old crop and take a harder look at starting some new crop as well. But, you know, we're back into the weather market now. It is drier in Argentina. You know, we've talked about that a couple weeks ago, and then they got some rain and they're all right. But we're back to the point where they could use some more rains, definitely in some key areas of Argentina. So the northern part of Argentina is fine. Most of the production is in the central part of Argentina when I'm talking about this. The northern half is fine, and they're expected to get some more rains here in the next couple weeks. But the southern half continues to be dry, and the forecasts that came out yesterday show that is the case again. So that's one half of the problem. You know, that's something you'll see in the next couple weeks. The other half is Brazil. They've had great rains. Their production seems like it's increasing every week. If Argentina takes a drop, Brazil gets better to even it out. But what you're starting to see is, if you remember in Brazil, what they do most of the time is they plant beans. And then here in February, end of January, they're starting a little bit, but mostly the start of February, they combine those beans and then they replant it into corn, second season corn, that gets then taken out in about May. And so they're coming into the end of pod fill into harvest in some of the northern areas, and they're really, really wet. Now, it's going to help them finish those beans, but at the same time, if it keeps up and the 11 to 15-day forecasts show that it's really, there's a lot of rain, good rain chances 2 weeks out, well, that could see into February, and that would potentially delay harvest. Now, if you delay harvest, you delay planting, and planting was already expected to be a little bit late, because if you remember when they planted their original bean crop, it was later because they were wetter. So you start pushing it back, and then what that does is it potentially pushes the kernel fill harvest time of corn into their winter, into their dry season, cooler season, and it potentially doesn't finish. So that's where you're maybe seeing a little bit of risk premium in the market. Now, you know, time's going to have to tell. It's not something we see this week, but they're starting to plan ahead with the 2-week forecasts there. So,
All right. So looking ahead, we're talking here that you want to kind of hit a few high points and things that we need to be aware of now and into planting season ourselves.
Yeah. You know, I just want to highlight, if you look from here until, say, through planting, you know, what's the key dates or the key things we're going to be looking at in the next few months? You know, is there potential for something? And the things you're going to watch, Argentina weather is going to be the next few weeks. If they continue to miss rains, you'll start to see the market react to that. If they get rains, obviously you miss that opportunity to get a market bump or something like that. If we move into February, through the first half of February, it's going to revolve a lot around Brazil harvest. Is it too wet to harvest? You know, what are their yields like there on their beans? Can they get their crop planted in? That'll be the first half of February. The key date to look at, too, is February 8th. That's our next USDA supply and demand report. You usually don't think much of the February report because there's no yields. There's no planting projections. It's just demand. Well, the thing of it is a lot of analysts are saying that soybean demand, if it doesn't pick up here in the next month, is going to continue to creep down up to as much as 100 million bushels shaved off our exports. If that happens, which would probably start to happen in that February report, you continue to increase your U.S. carryout over 500 million bushels, which is a big number to the market, which would probably be a little bit bearish. So just remember that if we have stuff to price, there's potential for that February 8th report to be a little bearish. In the beginning of March, you're going to see more Brazilian planting. If that weather, you know, we'll watch Brazil weather to see if they can get their crop planted. March 31st is your planting intentions report. That's a big report. We'll see what acres go which way. That moves the market as well. And then when we move into April, you know, then we're starting to talk about our planting weather. At the end of April, we're starting to look for rain in Brazil to finish their corn crop. If they don't get rain, huge yield swings there as well. And then the balance of the year is obviously our weather. So those are, you know, that's kind of a time frame that gives you, okay, what are the opportunities? What are the things we're going to look for in the next few months? That would cover most of it. Obviously, there's, you know, black swan events that could happen, but those are the most common things we look at.
All right, Jalen. Well, we'll keep an eye on things, and we'll be talking to you, obviously, in the next couple of weeks and see how all that shakes out as it comes along.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.